back here at Metricon Stadium to wrap things up. Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. City to Surf Solar, Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialists, Essington Street in Grovedale. Bucky, before we do our steamatic standout, can you please give us just some key numbers from the night, please?
The inside 50s was the big one, Kingy. 72, the Gold Coast Suns. They wouldn't have had that higher inside 50 count much over the last three or four seasons. Geelong only 40 inside 50s. Clearance is still in favour of the Cats, 44-38. Contested possessions in favour of the Suns, 175-154. Individually, McPherson excellent tonight with 31 touches. Brody busy with 29. Greenwood 25. Swallow 25 and a goal. Miller 25. 22 to Ellis. Ainsworth 20 and a goal. 20 to Rowell in his first game. The number one draft pick, Weller 19. And 18 to Lacacious. But the star of the show up forward was Alex Sexton. 13 touches, 6 marks, and 6 goals, 2 for the Cats. Narkel was probably the best for the Cats. 26 disposals, 10 clearances to Quinton Narkel. 6 tackles, 6 inside 50s, and 13 contested possessions. Atkins, okay. 6 tackles, 8 clearances, and 22 touches. Tui, 20. Clark, 20. Good return for Jordan Clark after that serious elbow injury. Constable, 20. Guthrie 17, that was Cam Guthrie. Stewart got better as the game went on, 16 touches. Dangerfield spent large majority of the second half on the bench, 16 touches. Myers, the boy we spoke to after the game, kicked a late last quarter goal, Kingy, a goal from his 15 touches. That was about it for the Cats. 3 goals, 1 to Gary Rowan. A couple of those coming in the last term, 11 touches and 4 marks. A crowd of 5,903 saw the Gold Coast Suns, 17-20, 122. Defeated the Cats 7-12-54.
Thank you, Bucky. Steamatic standout, Neildy. Don't panic. Call Steamatic, delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years.
It was actually, as you indicated, Tom, quite a difficult decision. The Gold Coast did have some really dominant players on the night, and Geelong had some better players, but nowhere near the influence that the Gold Coast Suns had. Alex Sexton, clearly kicking 6 goals, was a very, very good player. But I actually thought that Darcy McPherson was the best player on the ground. The impact that he had, he was consistent across the four quarters. Bit stiff, Alex, but I just thought as a young player, Darcy really stood up and did his job superbly.
Steamatic Geelong and Warrnambool now employing over 40 local staff. Thank you, Neely. Roger Aldridge is back from down boundary side, been riding the boundary for Peter's suspension, which he'll do on numerous occasions in season 2020 for us. Rog, St John of God Hospital, any injury updates of any note?
No, it all seems to be all clear down in the Geelong rooms. They certainly no one limping around or anything noticeable. I thought Daniel McPherson was pretty good too.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He's fit.
The only
he's
injury,
a good player, Daniel.
Probably we need to take note of his that Kozer did blow that O-ring in the last quarter.
So well, someone needed to.
He'll get that attended to. Also, Neildy for a burst eardrum. seeking medical attention. Other than that, though, Kingy, I think we're pretty clear.
Well, thank you for that, Roger. St John of God, your emergency specialists, now open at 24/7.